Welcome back to another episode of Half and Half.
I'm Dana.
And I'm Steph.
And this is the podcast where we discuss pop culture topics, except Steph and I surprise each other each week to keep the conversation genuine and fun.
That was a good one.
Thank you. We've had tons of practice now. So I think this week I'm starting off, and my topic this week is about... I hope we didn't choose the same topic, but it's about how Britney is finally free now.
Oh, okay. We did not pick the same topic.
Okay, good.
However, I am not that up to date on this, so I would love a...
Yeah, so I did recap. A bunch of research, because I also didn't... Like, I knew that the conservatorship had a bunch of control over her, but I didn't know exactly what it restricted her from doing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, since she's free now, as of 2 days ago...
Really? It was only 2 days ago?
Yeah, but because
today's date. Today's November 14th.
Yeah, so the court date I think happened November 12th or the day before that, just based on what the tabloids were saying. But yeah, I thought, because last night we were watching TikToks and then you were talking about that dance guy who like was dancing and found out that Britney was free or whatever.
Yeah,
that seemed like so long ago.
Like, yeah, it was a while back in the
so
videos.
Yeah,
I think it was like a part of the court
process. Yeah,
because I don't think he found out that she was free. I think it was like there was like a stage in it that was good or something, but that's what I mean. Like, I'm not super up to date on this, so I don't really know what happened.
It was finalized 2 days ago in court. They were saying it will be terminated, stuff like that, which is so good.
Yeah.
Because this has been happening for 13 years.
Yeah,
since
I did not know it was
2008.
That's insane. Okay, wait, also it kind of hurts me that 2008 was 13 years ago.
I know. Like, oh, that was around the time when Britney, like, shaved her head. And
oh, yeah, that one
video. It was
video.
All over the media, and it feels like... Like, that was 14 years ago.
That's insane. That's a whole preteen.
Yeah, I know. It's so weird. But, yeah, to kind of explain for listeners, like, what a conservatorship is, it's a legal structure that's often given to individuals who can't physically or mentally make decisions for themselves. Which I feel like in Britney's case, like, this is so out of pocket, like, not even should be considered for her.
How did it start? Like, why was it allowed to happen in the first place?
So basically, she was, well, her family thought that she was going to be manipulated into spending a lot of her money. And so they didn't want her to be in debt. That was like one of the main reasons. And then also she was kind of with her ex-husband, it kind of got a little messy. When they divorced, they had like, she had a lot of breakdowns. And so they found her mentally unstable. And so when she got like in court, she got custody, but like limited custody. So she could only see them 4 days a week and for a certain amount of time. And she had to be with a certain person who was watching over her.
And these terms have been the same for the whole time? For the 13 years?
No, it changed. This was before the conservatorship.
Oh, gotcha.
And this was kind of leading to like it happening because there was a moment where, well, she would just always be so upset that she couldn't see her kids every day and stuff like that. Like, obviously.
Yeah.
And her ex-husband was just really mean about it. Like, he wouldn't let her see her kids some days.
Oh my
or like
God.
It would be used as a punishment. Like, if she was doing something weird, like, she wouldn't be able to see her kids.
That is terrible.
Yeah, so there was this one moment where I think she, like, her kids came over to her house and she really didn't want them to leave, obviously. She finally gave her oldest kid to the person who was, who, like, watches her with them. But then she took her youngest and, like, locked herself in the bathroom and wouldn't, like, come out.
Oh my God.
So then they called, like, this whole SWAT team.
Oh my God.
And fire department. They had helicopters over her house and they basically, like, had axes. And started, like, going into, like, axing into her bathroom. And eventually, like, apparently she was dressed up for a night out. And she was just, like, holding her sleeping son in her arms. She calmly just gave him back to them. And, like, they strapped her in a gurney and took her to... It was one of those, like, involuntary hospitalizations or whatever.
That's so sad.
Yeah. So then that kind of prompted the conservatorship as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's really sad. Like, the whole thing is just sad. But, like, it control... Like, the purpose of a conservatorship is to control their personal, economic, and, like, legal decision-making powers.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, in this case, it was just so much more than that.
Yeah.
torture.
Yeah. The fact that they were using it as punishment, like, mm-hmm. for kids. Yeah. Like, when you lay it out chronologically like that, too, you can kind of see, like, what led to it, if that makes sense. Like, it's particularly sad because it's not her fault at all.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I feel like any mother would have breakdowns like that if they weren't allowed to see their children. And, like...
Yeah, and they're treating it like she's an insane person, but yeah. She's just reacting to how badly they're treating her.
And the fact that, like, the paparazzi, she was such a huge star, so obviously mm-hmm. the paparazzi would be all up in her business, mm-hmm. like, just following her around everywhere, criticizing everything,
yeah,
every small thing
too.
That she did. I remember, like, when she first had her first son, paparazzi got this photo of her, like, driving away with him, and he was sitting in her lap, like, in the front seat. So that was obviously, like, very criticized in the media, but she was mm-hmm. like, I grew up in the country, I used to do this with my dad when I was, you know, a kid, mm-hmm. so it's more normal for her. And she was just trying to get away from the paparazzi because she was with her children.
Like, right.
She didn't want to be...
Yeah, paparazzi are very invasive.
Oh, yeah. It's so over the line.
Yeah.
I read this one article on this, and there was so much information about what happened, like, in her life to lead to this moment, and then also what happened afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of stuff about how people close to her or people on her team would let paparazzi into her home.
What?
Because they would feel like that would make it less of a thing in the public. And I'm like, I feel
what
like
that
just...
What do you mean, let them into her home?
Yeah, like, they would let her into her home, like, let
That's
them...
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's just so weird. Like, and none of us, for the most part, had any idea this was happening.
Yeah. That's actually insane. Let them into her home.
Yeah. That story I told about, like, when she was keeping her kid in the washroom, like, yeah. not wanting him to leave. A paparazzi actually came into her house and got a photo of her in the gurney. And he posted it on MySpace with the caption, like, cha-ching, because he would
Holy.
Get a lot of money for it or something.
That is so messed up.
I know, it's so bad.
There's
I feel,
so many moral
red like
flags in this whole situation. Yeah, they're treating them like zoo animals.
Exactly. Which... Like, obviously that would do something to someone's mental state.
Mm-hmm.
Not Britney's fault at all in this situation. But yeah, so here are some of the things that she was restricted or like forced to do in her conservatorship. So the conservatorship entailed... As said by Britney, I think in the courthouse, she was mentioning what they would do.
Mm-hmm.
So she was forced to use a birth control device, was not allowed to get married, was forced to take medication, made to work against her will, and had no access to a phone.
Wait, they forced her to have a birth control device?
Yeah.
How is that legal?
It's not at all. Like, that's not even what should be included in the conservatorship.
Yeah, also, why is that relevant? Like, because they're like, you can't make your own life decisions, so you can't.
Yeah.
You can't get pregnant.
Exactly.
That was, like, the reasoning.
And it was mainly, like, this is still alleged, but it was pretty obvious that it was mainly, like, her father who was enforcing these and being so strict. Like, he would also use the you're not allowed to see your kids, like, rule.
That's so messed up.
As a punishment, yeah. During this whole time, she made, like, 4 albums, did a whole, like, tour, and then a bunch of other things, and that was all, like, against her will.
Oh my God.
And I remember seeing a clip on TikTok where she was performing at, like, the VMAs or something, some award show. They were saying that she had rehearsed the performance live, but then at the actual live performance, they did a dubbed track over mm-hmm. her because it was on brand. And, like,
on
they
brand.
Wanted her voice to still sound a certain way and
That's
stuff like that.
So she has, like, zero control over her artistic career as
yeah.
well.
Like, no control whatsoever. And you can tell in the performance that she realized towards the end that her microphone wasn't on. You can just tell in her face, Aww. Like, how annoyed she was. And it's just so sad. Like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I felt controlled when I was a kid
yeah.
and a teenager
also,
by my
yeah,
family.
She was, like, fully an adult.
Yeah, like... Yeah. She's 39 now. She's been in this for 13 years.
That's crazy.
So when it happened, she was, like, fully capable of making her own decisions.
How old are her children?
Now, I'm not sure how old they are. Now she would be granted access to seeing them.
Yeah.
Which is so sad, because, like, she probably missed so many, like, milestones in their lives.
Yeah.
Oh, apparently they're 16 and 15 now.
Yeah, so they definitely don't remember anything
yeah.
ahead of the conservatorship. But it's over now? It got...
Yeah, so I think she gets to see them, like, just whenever now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly what terminating this means for her now. Like, I think they're still trying to figure that out, because I remember reading that it'll be fully terminated Monday, and then I think then they start to figure out kind of what the transition is of power and, like, what exactly can happen.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, in court, I feel like this is so shady, because in court, her father was like, actually, yeah, I agree that we should terminate this to better her life. And
oh
I'm
my
like,
God. Well, like, when he realized he was losing.
Yeah, and I feel like he just said that, or his lawyers wanted him to say that so that he wouldn't, like, go to jail or something.
Yeah.
And I'm
That's crazy. It's insane that kind of, like, power dynamic can exist in a legal sense.
I know.
Like, that's so unhealthy and damaging, and, like, it just seems very immoral.
Yeah, and I feel so bad for her mom, too, because they did an interview with her mom. Her mom's name is Lynn. The mom thought that this conservatorship was gonna better Britney, because she thought it was only gonna be a few months, and then she gave all the power to Britney's dad, because she was like, oh, it'll be better for Britney to resent her dad than me.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm sure she does resent him.
Yeah, because there was already, like, past resentment. Like, the dad does not have a good history in the family. Their parents are divorced. Mm. Britney was actually the one to convince her mom to divorce with the dad, so...
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a lot of drama. Like,
So the dad's name is Jamie and the mom's name is Lynn?
Yes.
Doesn't Britney Spears have a sister named Jamie Lynn?
I thought that too. Yeah. So her name is fully just her mom and her dad's
That's
name
so
put
funny.
Together.
I think she's younger too, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
That's so funny. They just gave up on names after.
Oh, because the dad's name's James. So I guess they call him Jamie Spears.
Oh, and Lynn is spelled differently for the mom.
Yeah.
Still,
that's
though.
So weird. I didn't even think about that. That's crazy.
That's so funny. Sorry, tangent. But
no,
anyway.
That's funny that you bring that up. Now I'm like, that's so weird. They're just narcissists.
What a weird family dynamic.
I know. Yeah, so the mom felt really bad in the situation, but she couldn't talk about it because part of the conservatorship was you can't talk about the conservatorship, obviously.
What?
So.
Wait, there's so many things wrong with that.
I know.
How are you supposed to hold any accountability if you can't talk about it?
It makes no sense. But yeah, I'm glad that it's over now.
Yeah.
She's free, and hopefully, like, she'll be able to post her own things and have her own phone and have her own life back.
Hopefully this is also just, like, because it's been so public and, like, the process has been sort of a very relevant media thing. Like, hopefully it's also people will, like, not let this happen again to somebody else.
I know, because they were trying to do it to, like, Courtney Love and Lindsay Lohan. And
and also just, like, maybe it is a lesson in invasion of privacy and idolizing celebrities and stuff like that. Like, it definitely really makes you reflect on, like, boundaries. Which is...
Well, I'd hope so.
Yeah. Can you imagine? It was just like,
whatever.
Let's still let paparazzi into people's houses.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
That's insane.
That is wild.
But yeah, that's a good lesson learned for people.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully things will not be like this, because it was just awful what happened to her.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we'll wrap up there. Heavy topic.
Heavy topic. Honestly important, though.
Yeah. Free Britney.
Free Britney.
But she's finally free. All right. We'll go on to Steph's topic after this break.
Back.
short break.
So now it's my turn for topic, and today I want to talk about biopic movies, particularly because the one about Princess Diana just came out. Spencer.
oh Like in theaters? Or?
Yeah, in theaters. I don't know what streaming service it's going to be on. Which, that is interesting that you bring that up, because I feel like every feature now is being released on a streaming platform and a theater because of the pandemic.
I know. That's.
I wonder if they're going to keep doing that.
I wish it was on a streaming service, because that just makes it easier for me to watch it.
Also, though, there are some movies that I want to see in theaters. Like this one, I really want to see in theaters, because the cinematographer is the... I believe her name is Claire Methon. She did Portrait of a Lady on Fire.
Oh.
So I'm excited about it. Anyway... that is not why I wanted to talk about Spencer. I kind of wanted to bring it up because there have been so many like true story or biography films in the past few years. Like I just googled biopic films when I was researching for this, and the list of ones that are in the past like 4 or 5 years that have been released. Crazy.
So
I just wrote down a few of them. Like, there's way more than this, but Bohemian Rhapsody, Rocket Man, Yesterday, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, Tolkien, Respect, Beautiful Boy, The King, The Electrical Life of Louis Wayne, Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil and Vile, I, Tonya, Darkest Hour, Mary Queen of Spots. Spots?
Oh my God.
Scots.
Scots.
Oh, man. Yeah. First Man. There's more.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Like, Dunkirk, Chernobyl.
Yeah, I feel like there's been so many, like, the past few years.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why.
Well, it's interesting to me that that's been such a movement, because I feel like it kind of has flown under the radar. Like, I feel like everybody talks about how there's just so many sequels for old movies and stuff, like, things like that. But also so many true stories, or quote-unquote true, inspired by true events.
I like those movies, though. They're, like, one of my favorites.
Do you?
Yeah. Just because, I don't know.
No, tell me.
I like to see... Like, I forget the name of the movie, but the one that's about that jazz artist, Ella Fitzgerald.
Mm.
I really want to see that movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's been out for a while. Like, it has Beyonce playing Ella Fitzgerald, and then it has that one actor who's in, like, everything, but he always plays, like, some sort of mob boss.
Or, like, what?
He was in that movie with the hotel.
That movie with the hotel?
You know, like, it has hotel in the name of it.
Oh.
You've talked to me about it before.
Oh.
But he's, like, one of the main people. He's been in so many things. He was in Peaky Blinders, too.
Wait.
I'm pretty sure he was also in The French Dispatch when we watched it.
He always... What did he... Who did he play in The French Dispatch? What character?
He played...
Mob boss.
Yeah, like, a mob boss. I think he played, Yeah, Adrian Brody.
Adrian Brody.
He's in so many things.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, he was the closest to a mob boss. In the
right?
Even though he's just like a painting dealer.
Yeah. I know.
Just the way that
he acts.
He's
so intimidating.
Yeah. That's
so
funny.
But he's in so many things, and I love him. He's such a good actor. I didn't even notice him, though, like, in these movies until, like, this year. But
yeah. He is in a lot of things.
I don't know. I just like seeing he was in that movie. That was the whole point of me bringing him up. I just like seeing the portrayal of stars and people from the past now. Because obviously, like, we didn't live in Ella Fitzgerald's time.
Right.
So it's so interesting for me to see, like, what it was like.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it is like a dramatized,
that's what I was gonna bring up.
Yeah,
it's an interesting moral gray zone.
Yeah,
because you acknowledge that you're dramatizing a series of events, and like just by the nature of it being a film, like, you know that everything didn't happen in, like, things in life don't happen in a three act structure.
Yeah,
so like, you know that it was like things were omitted, things were added, just by the nature of it being a film. However, the point of film is to draw you in and make you feel the story, so it's easy to forget that.
Yeah.
Especially while you're watching it. And then it's hard to, unless you research it yourself after, it's hard to know how much of it was real and accurate.
Exactly. And that, like, we've had so many discussions about that, like, in multiple of my classes, where they're like, is this, like, okay? Like, is this moral, in the sense of, if you don't provide that, like, the real events, or like clips from the real events that the person's portraying, then, like, no one's gonna know what it was actually like, because it's in the hands of the individual to research it themselves.
That's why I love at the end of movies like that when they have like
the real clips.
The real clips. I love it. Yeah, and like the text about, you know, the real people and like what happened to them.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Like how I'm currently watching Chernobyl. I haven't finished it yet.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you your thoughts because you were talking about how you started it. Yeah.
I remember watching a YouTube video before I even watched the show. It was like a couple years ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
Where they were talking about the Chernobyl show versus what actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the only thing that was really dramatized was what the victims looked like.
Because, yeah, the makeup.
Yeah, the radiation. Like, in it's the show...
brutal.
They showed it, and it was kind of gross. Like,
yeah.
People's skin was just coming off. Like, yeah. They had open wounds. But then when you search up what radiation exposure actually does,
mm-hmm.
like the victims of Chernobyl didn't look like that at all.
Really?
Yeah, they were just like, they had like red skin, that's it.
I've seen pictures of a person who was like the most like,
yeah, that guy,
the guy who they like kept as a science experiment.
Mm-hmm.
He'd been exposed to the most radiation of any person ever.
Yeah,
and they kept him alive so they could like look for longer than they should have, so that they could like take tests from him and stuff, which is messed
actually
up.
Awful,
but he looked kind of more like the makeup in Chernobyl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there was this one, what's it called? Yeah, I watched a YouTube video on that recently too.
Because
I remember you talking to me about it and like we discussed it for like a whole night one time. But like when I was watching a YouTube video, I've been obsessed with this guy who does like these scary stories or like,
ooh,
like these photos taken before death or something, or these photos that have a backstory to them. One of the videos I was watching of his had that story in it,
mm-hmm.
and I remembered from when we were talking about it, and that's just so, like, messed up.
Yeah.
Because he lived for so long afterwards.
Just in pain.
And just, his body couldn't keep in liquids or something,
no.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it's just insane how long they kept this guy alive for the purpose of science, or the purpose of...
Exactly, yeah.
You know, helping people. Yeah. So it makes you think, like, what is the, where do you draw the line?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, like.
This got so off topic. Sorry.
No, it's kind of related because I was also going to bring up Dunkirk. I wrote down Chernobyl and Dunkirk beside each other because I really like Dunkirk as a movie.
Me too.
It's very...
the events that actually took place.
Well, it's just the format of it is very much... For people who haven't seen it, it's done in a way where things that happen on land, things that happen in the air, and things that happen at sea take place over different timelines in the film. And they don't mm-hmm. tell you like when each scene takes place as it's happening, and you sort of put the pieces together as the film goes on. So it's a very artistic take on a very, very serious... real event.
Yeah.
I think it's a really cool film, but when I was thinking about morals and recreations and stuff like that, that kind of came to mind because there's a lot of instances where even with biopics on like celebrities or things like that, the families kind of contest it, or like the real the people who had the real experiences like are kind of
feel cheated or
feel
like,
weird about it. Yeah, yeah, because it's not super true and it's like an artistic take on a real event.
I know.
Like, what do you think about that?
I obviously feel bad for the people who actually experienced it, especially if it's a very like dramatic or like sad
mm-hmm.
event, because it all depends on the director too, like how they portray it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like with Dunkirk too, it was kind of glorified as well.
Yeah.
Just with, like, the aesthetics and, like,
yeah, because the point of a movie is to be pretty, right?
Sometimes. Yeah.
So, yeah, you have to really think about
what
the choices that you're making and how they reflect on the scenario.
Because it, honestly, to me, when I was watching it, it made it feel not real because of that.
That's interesting.
Like,
yeah,
more as, like, a narrative than, like, a depiction of what really happened, you know?
Yeah, that's a thing with war movies too. Like, have you seen Saving Private Ryan at all?
No, but
that one, yeah, sorry, I cut you off.
No, I was just gonna say, like, I know someone who watched it recently and they were saying it was so gory and
yeah, that one had a lot of like controversy over it when it came out, because war movies, like when you think about them, they portray a lot of violence, but they don't portray like bodily violence as much. Like, people will get shot and fall over. yeah. in more movies.
Yeah.
But it wasn't necessarily like that. Like, it was mm-hmm. a lot more brutal.
Yeah.
In real life. And, like, in more movies, they cut away from it or they change it for a rating or something. Mm-hmm. And Saving Private Ryan does not do that.
Yeah.
They're very, very gory. And ooh. It's like...
Because I've wanted to watch it, but I'm yeah. not good with gory movies.
Yeah.
So they're like, I don't know, long if I can takes watch too.
Oh. So that you can't look away.
Yeah.
You don't know what's coming. But yeah, stuff like that. Where was I going with that?
What was the controversy though? Like, did people not like it?
People were like it was sort of like, oh, it's they're being honest, but also they're glorifying violence, and should we really show things that are like that
I see.
Intense without warning yeah. kind of thing? But overall, I think it's regarded as a pretty well done film.
Yeah, because yeah. I always hear about it. And I feel like it, yeah, like, yeah, maybe it glorified it because mm-hmm. of the film technique or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think that that should be addressed, and they kind of brought it to light, like, war isn't just, like, shoot you, you're dead. Like, yeah. that, you this, know?
It's a lot more complex and brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, people need to address that, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, war is not a good thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, like, watching Dunkirk was just, I feel like it made it unreal for me. I don't know if Harry Styles being in it has anything to do with that.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
He wasn't in it for that long.
It was just enough to take you out of the immersion.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god, it's him.
And then that's all you can focus on yeah. for the rest of the movie.
Oh, he was kind of I was gonna say the A word, but he was kind of like a mean person in that. Like, he played a mean character, which was so weird for me to see, because he's all like, treat people with kindness.
Like, I feel like we're talking about Harry Styles in every episode.
I know, he always comes up. So bad.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Somehow. Well, you mentioned Dunkirk.
I'm sorry.
I had to bring him up. I feel like, yeah, definitely with war movies, that's, or like movies that deal with sad topics mm-hmm. or like dramatic things, I feel more bad for the people who actually experienced it.
Yeah, because usually they do also have to give consent
yeah. for some things. Yeah, that's yeah. true.
But I don't know, I feel like there is definitely a range of how involved they are in yeah. different films.
And I think they should, like, include real clips at the end, because not only mm-hmm. do I enjoy that, but I think it also
context is important.
Yeah, context. Yeah. And I think
sorry
I was just gonna say, like, I think it helps people to, like, want to research it after. Yes. Look into yeah. it.
It makes it more of a tribute and less yeah. of just like a look at this story.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's so nice. I like to see, like, the real people.
Yeah. Oh my god, the farewell is,
oh yeah, the grandma. Oh, at the god. end.
Okay, I don't want to spoil it for people, because I think people should watch that one. It's so good. But that one's like...
It's so sweet.
It's like a totally made-up story, but it's based on a true story.
Yeah.
Like, I think the characters are based on... kind of based on real people, but it was like... It's a narrative fictional yeah. story, but it's based on... I think they say it's based on a real lie, because the concept of the farewell is the grandmother is diagnosed with terminal cancer. Yeah. And the family chooses not to tell her, so she can live out her life, like, the end of her life without stress and, like, mm-hmm. happily. And so then they organize a wedding so that the whole family has a chance to see her before she passes away without her knowing.
Because yeah, it would, like, be a weird fake wedding or
yeah.
something.
Yeah, well, yeah. But it's based on a real real experience. Like, this is something that happened to the writer, I believe.
Yeah.
Which is... It's
I was
so
reading
good.
About it after.
Yeah. Yeah, because they put a clip of the real people at the end.
Yeah.
It makes you want to know.
That was so cute.
But yeah, bringing it back around to Spencer, because that's why I brought this up in the first place. I'm very interested to see it and to see how take they put on it, because Diana was such a public figure, and there have mm-hmm. been so many, like, it was, and again with the media, like, there's been yeah. so much coverage of her life, even
I've
after
been getting so yeah I know, especially now mm-hmm. I've been getting so many clips of her and, like, people showing, like, all the nice things that she did compared yeah. to, like, the real family.
Oh no.
But yeah, she seems like such an angel. Mm-hmm. And, like,
which, that's dangerous, because I think it's bad to believe in that a person could be perfect.
Yeah, that's true.
And
that is
like
very true.
Idolize her. So I think, I don't know, it'll be interesting to see how they humanize her in the movie. Because also I think Kristen Stewart is a very talented actor.
Yeah, I forgot Kristen Stewart's playing her.
She's so much like her. They did such a good job. It's kind of crazy.
Oh my gosh. I want to see like the pictures of her.
Yeah.
But yeah, I will see that movie with you because I really want to see it too.
Okay, good.
I didn't know it was out already.
Yeah, I think it just came out a couple days ago.
Oh my god.
But yeah.
So many things happening in the past 2 days.
I know.
Yeah, Britney's free. We got Diana movie.
Yeah, but yeah, especially because it's such like a private thing, like the events of the film, that nobody really knows exactly what happened, I don't think.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I'm very curious.
Yeah, I want to see it so bad.
Yeah. We're just nosy.
I know. Honestly, we're like, what's the tea? What's the drama?
Oh god. Anyway, yeah. Any final thoughts?
No, that was pretty much it. Like, what I thought about the depictions of like real stories versus, I don't know. I think it's different with like the stories that are about superstars and their path to stardom. Yeah. Like, I feel like whatever.
Those ones can be fun because they get to use the music too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like Rocket Man and
Bohemian
stuff
Rhapsody.
Like that. Those are just entertaining, but yeah, that's pretty much all I had to say on that.
Cool. Well, thanks for talking about this movie.
Good topic, Steph.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Well, we'll end off this episode and tune in next week.